Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Banke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, January 8th, 2009, looks back at the disappointing 2008 Green Bay Packers season, and looks ahead to what is sure to be a whirlwind offseason. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
I don't think anybody in the Green Bay Packers organization is flippant about what just happened here. You know, I'm the head coach. I was given an opportunity to coach a group of men, and we won six games.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to the season-ending extravaganza episode of Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
And this is Aaron.
And today, we'll perform a post-mortem on the 2008 Green Bay Packers, study the wreckage of the defensive coaching staff, and look ahead to what promises to be a frenetic offseason. So let's get started.
And where do we start but the season-ending version of the good, the bad, and the ugly?
We got the good. We got Aaron Rodgers.
Everything they thought he was.
Greg Jennings.
Pay the man.
Charles Woodson.
MVP.
The bad. We got Mike McCarthy.
6-10.
The defensive line.
Not so good.
And the linebackers.
Even worse.
And we got the ugly. We got Bob Sanders.
You're fired. That's we should cue the Apprentice theme there, because wow is he fired. Where were you when you heard the news that Bob Sanders had been fired?
I think I was looking at Twitter.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Very exciting.
I was on my iPhone looking at Twitter.
I was in my living room surrounded by chaos that is my family on Sunday evenings.
I mean, I was in the production trailer on 42nd Street, so I had traffic whirring by.
Very nice.
Wait, I think Bob Sanders has something to say. Hold on.
We got a couple different other options we've talked about already, so we'll look at those as we go forward. And as we go back to work.
You're fired.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Bob, thank you for your service to the Green Bay Packers. Oh, and Mr. Trump, here's Rock Gullickson, the strength and conditioning coach.
Hello. Yeah, Rock, I'm still here. Should I go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, there's a group of guys that are in the league for 5 years or less that I've always kind of pinpointed as being my developmental guys, the guys that need to continue to improve upon all of their physical attributes.
You're fired.
Sorry, Rock. Every coach must know how to work the conference call equipment. Next up, Mr. Trump, we have Kurt Schottenheimer.
But again, we clearly saw him as a cornerback right from the beginning. He's been a cornerback on our board. I think that, certainly he was a consideration possibly at the receiver position. But he was an athlete that I'm assuming that Ted obviously had a good feeling about right from the beginning.
You're fired.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Kurt, everybody knows Will Blackman is not a legitimate corner. We also have Lionel Washington, secondary coach for the Packers for the last 10 years.
Ahmad and Joey still going to go out and battle for the job, and got three preseason games left, so we got to wait and see what's going to happen. A lot of things could happen in a way that Joey can come back out and do well, and Ahmad can come out and do well also. So
you're fired.
Thank you, Lionel. As a consolation prize, you have been offered a job with the Raiders, the most dysfunctional organization in the NFL. So congratulations.
And good luck with that. So who do you think will be the new Packers defensive coordinator? Don't we have a poll?
We have a new poll, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. Wake up the kids. Get grandma on the phone. Cheesehead TV, new poll.
Who will be the new Packers defensive coordinator? Will it be an internal pick?
Will it be Winston Moss? Could be.
Will it be a defensive guru?
Will it be Greg Williams or Mike Nolan?
Or will it be a has-been coach?
That's Greg Williams or Mike Nolan yet again. Or
Romeo Crennel.
Romeo Crennel. Maybe Wade Phillips if he gets fired. Who knows? Or will it be a young gun, somebody who's never been a coordinator before, somebody on, say, Jim Johnson's staff, like Sean McDermott?
Sticking with the Ted Thompson's mold of, I've never heard of this guy in my whole entire life.
Right.
The pick from nowhere.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, somebody we've never heard of. that's a good point. That could happen. That could happen. As Bedard, Greg Bedard over at JS Online had a great post up today about Ted Thompson and his involvement in the picking of a new defensive coordinator, basically saying, last time McCarthy had carte blanche to pick whoever he wants. This time, Thompson will probably be a little more involved in the search selection process.
Well, there's a reason his title says general manager and director of football operations.
Exactly. I gotta say, you know, all week there's been speculation. You know, first the news was Nolan was coming and the job was his, 90% sure, according to the Green Bay Press Gazette. Then today, Tom Silverstein, you know, started waving the, hey, wait, don't forget about Greg Williams, they have contacted him kind of flag. Even though Williams was today in New Orleans interviewing for their defensive coordinator job.
You'd think he'd already be in Green Bay interviewing.
Well, Mike Nolan was there today. Hopefully we'll get Williams in a few days. You know, and those are apparently the two guys. I mean, those are the two that McCarthy's really looking at. Yeah, Jim Haslett has been mentioned. I don't think he goes there.
No.
I think he knows that Haslett is so-so as a coordinator.
What about Romeo Crennel?
You know, I keep hearing that name, and it just, I don't, I think he's more successful due to his association with Bill Belichick.
Darth Vader?
Exactly. Than anything else. I mean, I know he goes back with Belichick back to Cleveland, you know, back to their original stint.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I don't know. I just, he doesn't really excite me too much. And I probably don't have anything concrete to
Which
base that
we'll
on.
Which means we'll probably hire him.
Yeah, most likely. Or, you know, who else is available? Ed Donatell. Let's bring Ed back.
Fourth and 26.
Or Bob Slowick. Bob Slowick is available.
Please, please don't say that name.
I will say, though, speaking of Denver Bronco assistants who are most likely out of job soon, the defensive line coach, Johnson, from Denver, was in Green Bay recently, talking to McCarthy about the defensive line coaching job. And I got to say, that excites me, because he is the real deal.
You know,
yeah, Denver's defensive line stunk, but that was more of a personnel issue. He's a good coach.
And you know what would be exciting is if we just paid a crap load of money to Jim Johnson.
That would be nice.
That would be awesome.
I don't think it's going to happen. But
or Tampa Bay's nice. Defensive coordinator.
Monty Kiffin, but he's going to be with his son in the college football ranks. So,
damn it.
I know. So we missed out there. But yeah, Jim Johnson, people are saying Sean McDermott, he's on Johnson's staff. They're saying he's the next young gun. I mean, he's the next Spagnola. That's what, you know, that's the rumor anyway.
We'll see. So. You know where we didn't miss out?
Where's that?
Aaron Rodgers.
No, we did not. We certainly did not. I mean, you got to say, for all the travesty that 2008 most certainly was, they got that one right. And, you know, there was much debate
it was time.
On this here podcast
it was
and
time.
On our blog about the switch.
I think history tells the tale that it's a young man's game, mm-hmm. and it was time.
It was definitely time.
It was time.
And I think the last month of the season here in New York definitely bared that out with
Mr.
Favre.
Oh, are the Jets in the playoffs right now?
No. I wish they were.
No.
We'd get a second round pick.
What do we get?
A third rounder.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Hey, I'll take it. Ted will make some magic. He'll turn that into gold. You
we'll
mark
trade
my words.
Down for a seventh and a sixth.
Come on now. James Jones was a third round pick. We like James Jones.
We like James Jones.
Just wish he was a little tougher.
Exactly. And speaking of toughness, Ryan Grant.
Yeah, you got to... Okay, as much as Aaron Rodgers was the right call, you got to think caving into Ryan Grant was the wrong call. And I know there's lots of people out there who disagree with me on this, but I just got... paying Ryan Grant, even like top 10 starter money, I think was foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, he was a 1,000-yard rusher this year.
That's easy to say, but here it is. You got this kid who just so happened to be, you know, near the end of his contract.
Right.
He just so happened to be in...
Caught lightning in a bottle.
Top two in the last half of last season.
Yep.
Do you... You can't, in that situation,
You can't
risk,
dismiss him.
Well,
right.
You also can't risk not having him in camp.
Yeah,
you just
well,
can't,
that's what happened, though.
Especially when you're just in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, and you're... And the thing was, is I think dealing with the Brett Favre fiasco really affected things on that front. I mean, you know, they were just being bombarded just from every angle with horrible press, you know, everywhere. Everyone hated Ted Thompson and the Packers for letting for trading Favre, for not letting Favre come back.
Well, speaking of hating Ted Thompson, we have a really funny thing, firetedthompson.com. Have you seen that website?
Oh, that's an unfortunate website.
Didn't you say you wasted some life while looking at that website?
You know, the guys over at Packers Lounge, I guess they have kind of a blog battle going on with them. I think the official title is firetedthompsonnow.com. And Alex, Pack One, had put it up on their Twitter feed. So I clicked over and read a little bit, and holy cow, I'll never get those moments of my life back. That is for sure.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere!
Welcome to This Week in the Packer Blogosphere. It's like getting back together with an old friend.
And there's the song by Pack One playing right now.
There it is. The Fire Ted Thompson Now Blues. And I have a little bone to pick with Alex. I wrote on his blog, you know, you write a song. You title it Fire Ted Thompson Now Blues. I expect to hear a blues song. This ain't the blues. I was looking for a little Howlin' Wolf, you know?
Yeah.
A little Stevie Ray Vaughan.
I thought it was pretty good. I watched it this morning on my iPhone.
It's a good song.
It was nice.
But I was looking for some more blues. Anyway, but the lyrics are hilarious. Everybody, go to PackersLounge.com. Check it out. It's brilliant.
You know who gives you the blues?
Who?
Greg Bedard.
Greg Bedard. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you've read it on the blog, but if you have not, Mr. Gregory Bedard over at the JS Online is hereby on notice, ladies and gentlemen.
What's he on notice for?
Because the other day, the day that all the assistants were wiped out in one fell swoop, I went over to Packers.com and I looked at the coaches page. You know, they have the team page and the coaches page.
Oh, yeah.
On the coaches page, it was hilarious because it said, you know, the offensive coaches, there were like 10 guys listed.
Yep.
And then under defensive coaching staff, there was one guy, Joe Witt Jr., you know, who no one's ever heard before. But now all of a sudden, he's the one remaining guy other than Winston Moss who's left. So I made a post and I linked to it. And I said, this is really funny. You people should check it out. Okay. That was at like 2:12 p.m. in the Eastern Standard Time. Now, 5:27 Central, which is 6:27 here on the East Coast.
4 hours
all,
or so.
All of a sudden, out comes Bedard with what admittedly is was a really good post. But as a little aside, a little, you know, humor, a little levity to his very, very deep post, he says, go check out the coaches page over at Packers.com. You know where he got that idea. The man's admitted he reads Cheesehead TV every day.
He links to us.
He links on the sidebar. He won't link to us in a post, though, will he? Bedard, you are hereby on notice.
I don't think he listens to the podcast, though.
He doesn't. No, he said as much. But he did email me, and it was very funny. Everything's fine. But I got to say, it was bleedingly obvious, and I just would have liked a little, you know, just a little tip of the hat. A little blogger decorum. Never heard anybody. I don't know. But, you know, speaking of decorum.
I just think it's funny.
What?
He blatantly
ripped me off?
Well, maybe. You know what's funny is that the coaches' pages are actually still there. The links on the page aren't there.
Yeah, they're all gone.
Because Hairston's is still there.
Right.
Lionel Washington, all those guys, Robert Nutt, they're all still
have their
page with the picture and the bio.
And the bio. Hey, did you read Mike Stock's bio?
Mike Stock, put your resume in a plaque, put it on your wall because you're done.
Enjoy your golden years, buddy. Because he retired.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love that, like, not like 2 weeks earlier, he was talking about how what he was going to do different next year and like how he was looking forward to the offseason. And then 2 weeks later, he's like, I'm retiring.
Welcome to the offseason.
Wonder how that went down.
Of your life. You know who the offseason is most important for the Packers?
I think I do.
You think you do?
But you tell me.
Mr. Greg Jennings.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
He could. There's a possibility he could not be a Packer next year.
No. He'll be a Packer next year. I mean, he could hold out. I don't think it'll come to that.
He could.
He'll be a Packer next year. There's every possibility that he doesn't sign an extension this offseason, goes into next season and says, look, I'm just playing one more year and I'm out, and then hits 2010, which is currently slated to be an uncapped year.
Yep.
And there goes Greg Jennings making millions of dollars.
In an uncapped year, I don't... Yeah.
There's no way we hang on to him. Well, that's what happens. Don't confuse anybody.
If it is,
we lose Greg Jennings.
If it is truly an unkept year, though, right.
Well,
we got bigger problems.
Well, we got much bigger problems. Exactly. But Greg Jennings is a perfect distillation of the Packers' problems. You know what I mean? Like, we get to an uncapped year, he will perfectly encapsulate everything that is wrong with an uncapped situation for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, you know what perfectly encapsulates what's wrong with the Green Bay Packers for me and what has been wrong for 2 years now?
What's that?
The offensive line.
Yeah. I mean, God bless them. They can pass block with the best of them, but the boys cannot clear out a running lane to save their life. And
no.
I think they just proved it this year. And you know, you suspected it last year, but you know, you got the benefit of the doubt because Ryan Grant was putting up such great numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But now, last year it was just when it's third and one, they can't get that one yard.
Mm-hmm.
This year it was when it's first and 10, they can't get 3 yards.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's just something's got to be done. I highly doubt Tauscher comes back.
I think it's time for Darren College to go.
See, you would say that. He's the most talented interior lineman they have. They're not going to get rid of him.
That says more about the talent on the interior line than it says about Darren College.
I agree. However, you don't just chuck him.
Just chuck all the mediocre players.
You don't just
players.
Chuck an asset just because it's not as good as everyone else's.
I'd rather have new mediocre players than the mediocre players we have.
Well, I think that's a mistake. What I don't think is a mistake is McCarthy, when he indicated at his season-ending press conference that Jason Spitz was going to get a look at center, which I think is, you know, way past due. I think the guy, that's his natural position, and I think he plays it better than Scott Wells. I don't think Wells is terrible, but I thought Spitz was...
How do you know anything with this line, though? Seriously.
It is hard.
How do you know anything?
It is hard.
Name how many games were played this year.
Right.
What were the
five positions?
Yeah,
two
what
games
were
in
the
a row?
Most games played by the same number of five guys?
You know, I gotta say, I have no idea, but my guess would be three.
Yeah,
maybe four.
You're never gonna go to the playoffs with that. Hold
Your
on,
phone's
I, gotta,
ringing, dude.
I got a phone. Oh, my phone's ringing.
Your phone's ringing, dude.
Hey, Rock, this is Bob McGinn calling from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Good.
What the?
Hello.
Nope. Yeah, Rock, I'm still here, but there's all kinds of static.
Yeah. I hear phones ringing and all kinds of things.
You're fired.
I'm sorry, but that will never get old. That will never not be funny.
What's really funny is I think probably you and I are the only ones laughing at the whole bit. And nobody understands. That was the actual audio from when
Rock was hired.
Rock was hired, and that was the conference call, and it was
with
that
reporters.
Terrible.
That was the actual reporter it's conference
like,
call.
It's like Extra comes on, and
oh
then all this
God,
stuff.
That
it's
is
insane.
One of the funniest things I've ever
heard. Yeah, Rock, I'm still here.
Yeah, Bob McGinn sounds like such a geek. Oh, love you, Bob, but wow.
Well, what do you think you sound like?
Oh, I know I'm a geek. That's the difference.
I mean, come on.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to try and pull myself together here. I just think that's hilarious.
There is reason for optimism.
There is. There is. I know we're talking like Greg Jennings won't get paid. The offensive line is terrible. The Packers are going down the chute. That is not so, ladies and gentlemen. There are, I pointed out this week on the blog, 6 reasons, personnel-wise, 3 on offense, 3 on defense, for you to be generally optimistic. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, Ted Thompson needs to bring in a ton of free agents, we need to draft a million people. I don't think that's so.
None
I still think this
happening.
Is a talented roster. And I think you will see guys emerge next year who didn't play a whole lot or didn't do a whole lot this year.
Jermouthly.
I mean, yes, it was against the Lions, but you finally saw what they see in him. I mean, touchdown is a perfect example. You spread him out. They put a safety on him because when he comes into the huddle, they don't know where he's going to line up.
They put
a safety on him. That's a mismatch.
I hate to bring up Madden, but because I play it now and because I've gone 16-0,
I know,
for
ladies
the Packers,
and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, look who's joined.
Aaron,
the Madden Brigade.
Aaron thinks it's not cool. See, I won't if the Packers don't win because my thing is I got to go 16-0, right?
Yeah.
So if the Packers don't win, I just quit.
He quits,
and then I start another game.
He turns
game.
Off the power.
So maybe I'll
and
play
he
the
starts again.
Maybe I'll play the Bears 7 times.
Now, wouldn't it be great if McCarthy could do that? That would
be
fantastic.
Awesome. But speaking of Jermouthly, when you run goal line in Madden,
yeah.
the most effective play mm-hmm. in goal line
yeah.
is play action to Dromouthly.
Yeah, and I'm surprised he's telling me this, ladies and gentlemen, because we have not played yet.
That's okay. Although I'm still going
to
own you.
We're going to online soon, and I'm going to kill him.
And one of the biggest surprises of training camp was Mr. Craig Lumpkin.
It was indeed, and I thought he looked great at the beginning of the year when the real game started, and then he got hurt. And Andrew in Atlanta, our faithful reader, you know, he's down in Georgia, and he saw him play his college ball, and he says this is his knock, is that he, you know, is hurt a lot. And he's got to get over that. And guys do tend to, you know, come into the NFL and get strengthened up. And, it, you know, that does happen to go away sometimes.
Sounds like somebody I know who's a wide receiver on the Green Bay Packers.
Who would that be?
James Jones.
James Jones.
And you think Jason Spitz is worthy of a roster spot. And I think the entire offensive line, like the defensive staff, should be fired.
I think Jason Spitz will surprise next year at center. I really do. I think he'll bring a measure of toughness. And I think he'll solidify the interior. But that's just me.
And
one man.
Some people think Jeremy Thompson will be something. The jury is out, as it always is on he'll be his second year.
Well, you know, what'll be interesting is if Jeremy Thompson, the one guy in his entire career that Ted Thompson has traded up for, is, you know, it becomes expendable because they go to a 3-4. I don't think that's going to happen.
You know what the problem with the 3-4 is? A lot of guys, the way people talk, a lot of guys become expendable in the 3-4. It's an interesting dynamic.
Is. I think that's really overblown. I think whoever comes in is going to use the personnel that's there the best way they can use
it. Isn't that the whole point of being a good coach in the NFL?
Exactly. And I think that's what both Williams and Nolan have done throughout their career. So I'm not worried about either one of those things.
And you got Pat Lee on the list.
Pat Lee, I'm here to tell you people, you know, at the end of the year, a lot of publications did their year-end wrap-up and, like, the overview of the draft class and how Lee didn't do anything and blah, blah, blah. And I think that's really lazy because if you look and go back and watch Lee, when he played well. Yeah, sometimes he made some mistakes and the game kind of, you know, overwhelmed him at times, but he's got the talent and he can play. I mean, some guys you just know. It's like Tremont Williams.
Yeah, Tremont. I was about to
say, when you first saw him get on the field, you saw, yeah, he made some mistakes. He still does, but he's growing, he's getting better, and he can play.
Yeah, he can play.
Pat Lee can play. I'm telling you right now, and you're going to see it. Mini camps, training camp next year, the kid is the real deal.
All I care about is that Jared Bush is not on the roster.
Oh, that's probably going to happen.
And you know what? I think A.J. Hawk only has 4 games to prove himself. Because
yeah, no, I totally agree.
I think they're ready to yank this thing from the gate. It's
absolutely, it's wide open. Winston Moss said it. I mean, he said every position is up for grabs.
I don't know how you can look at AJ Hawk and say that he had a successful season this year.
Oh, he didn't. He had a miserable season. Although,
he had an enormous opportunity to step up and be the first round draft pick in his third year.
Exactly. When you're supposed to.
And if he doesn't have a good year next year, he is officially a bust. I'm freaking calling it now.
He's close to it now.
It's above stepping up. Yeah. He has got to go to the Pro Bowl next year, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. But I think two things on that end. One, a competent defensive coordinator will help him immensely. Now, that doesn't excuse it, but it will help immensely. And number two, I think he was affected by injury this year a whole lot more than most people realize.
I think probably.
The groin and the shoulder together early in the season just knocked him out. I thought he was out of shape. And you saw it. When he's in the middle, he would, you know,
honestly,
with Nick Barnett, you get sideline to sideline. Hawk couldn't run.
Honestly,
he could not run.
That's the only explanation that actually could justify his play this season.
Yeah. I mean, he just looked slow all year.
He looked like
that's a succinct way to put it. But I do agree. I think he had a majorly disappointing season, but I'm not writing him off. I think he is a good football player, and I think he will really surprise some people next year.
I'm not writing him off.
In a competent defensive
scheme. I'm not writing him off. But I'm sick of keeping people just because of where we put them.
Right. Draft the fifth overall. You expect someone to, you know, produce.
Jamal Too Small Reynolds.
Oh, gosh.
Robert Ferguson.
Don't start this.
These are Packers in this modern era where it's just, cut ties. It's done. It's over.
And what's interesting that you bring those up is those are Sherman guys. And when Sherman was here, you know, one of the biggest knocks, I mean, there were several.
Sherman never went 6-10, okay?
Well, he went 4-12.
Okay.
And then he got fired.
Exactly.
But the thing is, the thing is, with Sherman, it's like one of his biggest faults and something that everyone always got on him about, it was like being loyal to a fault. McCarthy comes in, you're thinking, okay, goodbye to all that. But now here we go again. You know, guys are left in, You got a punter who can't punt, who's left in there for weeks on end.
That
now,
so
yeah,
dumb.
Some of that is Thompson, but some
most
of that's
of that,
McCarthy.
Most of that is Thompson on that one.
Yeah, but
on
McCarthy's
that specific
gotta,
issue.
But then McCarthy's got to change. Like, he's got to stop punting. You know, you got to start going for it on some fourth downs. I mean, you don't have a punter. They didn't have a punter.
Nope.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Nope.
These guys are kept around far too long. Or guys like Desmond Bishop are not allowed to get an opportunity. Why? You know, your linebacking core is terrible. Or you're moving Woodson to safety because you don't like Aaron Rouse. Aaron Rouse is a safety. He was healthy at the end of the year. It's ridiculous
well,
to sit him on the bench.
I'm not saying it's that ridiculous because you didn't see training camp. I mean, not training camp, but practices in the week and
oh,
how
I know.
Aaron Rouse
I
is.
Know.
And I think they lost a lot of faith in Rouse in the middle of the season.
They did.
Something happened.
Yeah.
And either
and they
it didn't all click
really
or whatever.
Soured on him. They yeah. really soured on him. But I just think it was ridiculous to move your all Pro Bowl corner to safety. I mean, I just think that was just
well, so
silly.
That's all said. Who are we going to get in free agency?
I don't know. I got to say, one interesting place to look, especially as it does appear to look like we will get either Williams or Nolan using some kind of hybrid scheme, which we will definitely need some linebackers. I think that's a given.
But see, I think defensive line's more important.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
I think the
I think
number one need right now
I couldn't agree more.
Is Julius Peppers or somebody like that.
Yeah, but Julius Peppers never going to hit
the
market.
I know, but I'm just
and
saying.
And neither is Haynesworth. Now, but I'm just trying to be realistic.
Pay Haynesworth.
Pay him all. If he gets there.
Be
know?
The Yankees 1 year.
No, no, no. Now, I think Baltimore, if you look at Baltimore, there's some really intriguing prospects there. They've got Ray Lewis, Bart Scott, and Suggs all coming up for free agency. They can't franchise them all. Some of those guys are going to make it to the market.
Ray Lewis could light a fire under A.J. Hawk and Nick Barnett's butt.
Exactly. Ray Lewis would be great. I'd be really happy with Bart Scott. I think he's a player. Suggs, he's a player. I mean, those are good football players on the defensive side of the ball at a position where we were abysmal this season. Those are the type of guys that Thompson needs to take a hard look at and pay one of them.
Well,
I don't need them all. Just needs to get somebody in there who's going to lead the team.
We need some players.
Yes, we do. that is the understatement.
I'm
going
to save draft discussion until
closer
our
to the draft.
Draft yeah. special.
We
we'll
will
probably
have a
draft special a week before the draft.
We don't even know who's. You know, some guys are still declaring.
We know
don't
nothing.
Know where guys are going to be. So, but overall, 2008 is dead. Long live 2009.
Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest extravaganza installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.